Do you hear me? So somebody gonna get their healing completed today. The compassion, Jesus, is here. The power of the living Christ is here to forgive you, to love you, to tell you he's not angry with you. You don't have to carry that guilt. You don't have to go walk around with that anger or that bitterness in your heart, ruling your life. You can be free and have peace and joy. Hallelujah. Not guilty, but free. Somebody may abuse you, misuse you, done you bad, but you don't have to carry the guilt. Today, he will set you free. And we need, as a body, we need to close the door on the devil. It's high in the word you do that. Now watch what comes out of this mouth. Watch what kind of attitude we take on. And watch our conduct towards each other. That we support. Y'all listen to me. That we support and encourage each other. And strengthen when one is seen to have something going on. Don't back away from them. Act like there's something. They got something contagious. Go there and encourage the person. Say, baby, I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm standing with you. And I want you to know I'm fighting with you with everything I got in me. But you'll stand. You'll overcome. Hallelujah. I'm not going to back away and talk, get with some group and start talking about you behind your... No! Glory to God. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to speak the love of Jesus. I'm going to speak the word of God. I'm going to tell you, God loves you. I don't care how much you messed up. God loves you. And he said, come home. That's what he said. Come home. Come on. You ain't done nothing that love can't take care of. You just come up. What's going to happen? You stay out there. Sin going to kill you. But if you come home, love will save you. Love will protect you. Love will restore you. Love will build you up. And love will put you on your way. Yes, it will. Yes, it will. You may feel like 7 miles of bad highway. You may feel like a clunk of dirt. But let grace get in there. Let the power of God get in there. Let the love of God get in your heart. Hallelujah. He'll turn things around for you. Hallelujah. Where there's no smile, you begin to smile again. Where there's no laughter, you begin to laugh. When you don't like people, you begin to love again. Hallelujah. 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 Let me close with this story. Ooh. I'm skipping stuff, but I'm going to close with this one. Turn with me to the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, Luke Gospel. Luke Gospel chapter 15. I'm going to pick up with verse 11. If y'all can do it, because I'm going to read this from the Passion Translation, and it's quite a several verses of this. So listen carefully and listen to the story. This is Luke Gospel, chapter 15, verse 11. And I'll read down through 24, somewhere in there. Okay? Listen to this. Luke Gospel, chapter 15 and verse 11, where I begin. Then Jesus said, once there was a father with two sons. The younger son came to him, father, came unto his father and said, father, don't you think it's time to give me the share of your estate that belongs to me? So the father went ahead and distributed it among the two sons. Notice he gave it to both of them. His younger son asked for it, but he gave it to both of them. Okay? Just distributed their inheritance. Shortly afterward, the younger son picked up all his belongings and traveled off to see the world. He journeyed to a far off land where he soon wasted all he was given in a bend of extravagant and reckless living. With everything spent and nothing left, he grew hungry. Now watch. For there was a severe famine in that land. So he begged a farmer in the country to hire him. So the farmer hired him and sent him out to feed the pigs. And the son was so famished. The son finally realized what he was doing. And he thought, there are many workers at my father's house who have all the food they want and plenty left, plenty to spare. They lack nothing. Why am I here dying of hunger? Good question. So why you keep on living the hard life like you're living? And here's plenty of grace and mercy for you. Why you keep struggling, trying to make it, getting kicked around, treated like an animal sometimes, and sometimes even worse? Why you keep doing that? Here's a father who has everything that works. Love you as a daughter, love you as a son, and treat you good, give you everything you need. Why would you waste your life? Haven't anybody told you about this loving father we have? So, where did I stop? All right, let me spare. They like nothing. Why am I here dying of hunger, feeding these pigs and eating their slop? Living the sloppy life you're living, eating the crappy stuff you're eating, letting the stuff go on in your life. He thought about that. Now, here he is feeding the pigs the slop, and he had to get down and eat the slop with the pigs. You ever been around a hog? Anybody been around a bunch of hogs? So we should raise them. They's the most nasty, stinkingest thing you ever want to see. I know that bacon smells so good when you're cooking it. But raising a hog is the most nasty, stinkingest thing you. And I don't know how he got past the smell. All right. I don't blame him. That alone should have made him come to himself. But anyway, he was